Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, tennis fans. Welcome to the Yellow Ball Network. This is where you'll find your tennis discussions, and this is your host, Coach Denise, exploring tennis lessons and its effects on life's journey. Tennis is a wonderful sport, which could be the vehicle that takes you through life's journey, and our mentors might provide the roadmap for your journey. For the last 5+ years, I've been blessed to be talking with mentors who have paved the pathway for many tennis players and coaches. Who are these mentors you will hear on our Thursday's broadcast? Well, the Almighty willing, at least once a month, you will continue to hear either Dr. Alan Fox or Coach Chuck Riese. As a matter of fact, this month you will hear both of them because Alan Fox will be on next Thursday, and Coach Chuck Riese promised we will be ending our 2020 season on last Thursday in October, and Chuck Riese has promised to be there. So the Almighty willing, that'll happen. Our mentors sharing their knowledge on Thursdays have been others, including Coach Ashley Hobson, Bobby Payless, Scott Inge, Dr. Bryce Young, Ed Kras, Johnny Angel, Nick Saviano, Scott Williams, who will be on in a couple of weeks, Energy Coach Linda LeClaire, and others. We've been blessed to have so many people contributing to talk about tennis. Besides these coaches sharing their knowledge, you may also hear other college or high school tennis coaches or even USTA, PTR, USPTA heads, as well as leaders from tennis and racket sports organizations. Because I do believe Dr. King when he says, "Our life begins to end the day we become silent about things that matter." Each week you will hear my biased views on North America tennis and life. I'd like to thank the Yellow Ball CEO, J.P. Weber, for hosting the program and on our network. And, of course, the nice thing about Block Talk Radio is you can listen at any time you choose to the programming. Besides our Thursday's conversation, the Almighty willing, you'll be able to continue reading my articles in Florida Tennis Magazine. And as I've said all along, if you disagree with my opinions, contact me at coachdenise.fhstca@att.net. I'd like to sit there and apologize for my comments last week that we'd have no broadcast this week, that Bobby and I would be out partying at our age, and we shouldn't be making predictions, and the Almighty had other plans this week. We, quite frankly, had to do work on her District 15 NJTL 10 and under program. Last year there wasn't a program, and with the viruses and schools and everything, if we get it going again next year, there's a lot of things that have to be done if that's going to happen. And also this week we had, unfortunately, which happens a lot at our age, not that my wife isn't much, much younger than me. She makes me say that. She is, though, younger than me, thank God, because we can make other plans this weekend, work out the way we plan. But when you get our age, you start to see more people leaving us on this earth and passing away. But this week was an exceptional week because there was a couple of people that I believe were born to eternal life. Uh, one of them being a college coach at the school that I coached at the high school for years, and I think the only one there that was older than me, but he actually coached in the county, God, for over 50 years. I'm not sure how many years, but Coach Wilson was a track and field coach. He was a football coach. And one of the things that our athletic director recommended to me is that I sit there and whenever I had a chance to talk to him. And which kind of surprised me because Coach Wilson was a little quiet. Not a, he was a big man, but he was always a quiet man. And but when you talk to him, he always had information that was worthwhile. One of the things you found, if you're coaching basketball or tennis or track and field or football, whatever it is, if you honor the game itself, it became important. And then today, we were at a funeral a mass for a woman actually in between Bobby's and our age, a wonderful woman called Jean, who also happens to be the same name as my mother. And although I enjoy the mass and everything, I'm not one for funerals, and I think other than going to the mass, the last one was probably her mother's, because our mothers passed away years ago. But my mother's name was Jean, too, and she was, the two of them were a lot alike and loving their grandchildren, and then, of course, their children, too. And I haven't talked to this Jean as much as I used to talk to my mother, but I'm sure she gave wonderful advice because she had a wonderful son and she has wonderful grandchildren. And it, when we returned home, I received many, many phone calls and emails, and which I appreciate, and a lot of them were about the commentary, today's commentary, and even though I said I wasn't going to have a broadcast this week, this is the advantage of marrying a younger woman, is hopefully the Almighty willing will have time to go and party some other, as a matter of fact, come November we'll have plenty of time to party, because the last Thursday of October, Coach Chuck Reese will be on, and he'll be talking about the mentoring, which was a big part of the conversation. I know some of the people with the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association said that we accomplished so much, and did talk about a failure, and we did accomplish a lot. And I'm proud of the organizations. I was even reminded by one person that I'm reading a card from a note taken at one of your presentations, and it says, "Excuses replace results and accomplishments." And I had to explain to him that I really, I didn't think, I wasn't making excuses instead of the progress we made. And I think the organization made a lot of things that we're proud of. But I do think that leaders have to also take responsibilities for their failures. We all like to talk about our accomplishments, but I think the one big thing is that you're always looking at, could I have done a job better? And coaching, a lot of you know, at some point, depending on a player's progress, you turn them over to somebody else, and not necessarily because you can't work with them or can't bring them to a next level, but if the other people are working with other people that have the same qualities as the individual you're working with, a lot of times it's easier to turn them over to somebody like that, and they can advance the career faster than when I've done that. I felt they could advance the career better than I could. And as human beings, we make good decisions and bad decisions, and that was the point of my commentary, as I stated. My mother, Jean, she would sit there and recommend for me, when she was younger, she always recommended the classics. I got to admit, when she dropped me off at the library, I spent a lot of time with the Westerns because I was engrossed in the Jackson area of our country growing. And so a lot of my early education came from reading the comics and going there. And admittedly, she said I took the easy way out, and maybe because I didn't speak Greek and the classics were so important. And I think Aristotle was a lot easier for me anyway to understand than Plato or Socrates. And she reminded me sometimes that you shouldn't take the easy way out. But I think as long as we're still growing and learning, like Aristotle does say, all of us can get to that level and we can work. So hopefully I'm getting a better understanding of the Greek classics. And they became important later on because part of Bobby's District 15 NJL program was a program we ran at the high schools and middle schools, was after school tennis and the Constitution. And of course, Plato and Socrates and Aristotle, as well as the Bible and the 500-year leap and other books were in my briefcase. So when we went into the classroom to do our studying, they were all important references. So I do thank my mother, Jean, for that. And it's special. And I think right now I'm just struggling, like I said in my commentary, about where sports is going. To me, sports was more than just dollars and cents, and more than it was the beauty of this sport that was leaving the influence of what America was about, and not marketing what you're trying to promote. Every sport has rules, and that's what life's about. And you're in the house when you're brought up, you live by the rules of the house, and hopefully those rules make you a better citizen. And when you move into a community, you live by the rules of that community. That's what sports was about. It's about competing. It's about making things better. It's about celebrating victory. It's about showing your emotions and being disappointed in defeat. The agony of defeat, I think it was on ABC years ago when they were a worthwhile media organization, glory of winning in the agony of defeat, something like that. But that's what sports was about. And at 80 years old, I'm struggling. Do I stay in this? If I do, is it for to feed my own ego
or can I be of any use to the sport anymore? Are we concerned about honoring the game and the sport itself, or I don't know, just truth and searching for the truth. And so I decided that, and I'm looking at, am I at 80, am I too young to retire? Truthfully, it's just 40 years ago, after having a heart attack, I retired from the police department, and that almost cost me a divorce. I started telling my wife what to do and how to do it, and she reminded me that she was raising five kids without all my help. So am I now ready for that? I don't know, but those are things that I'm trying to find out. I do appreciate, though, my family and my children, all, well, four of the five participated in sport activity. We were very active in sports activity. One of our daughters wasn't, but one of our daughters is still active, and she has two sons and scholarships playing baseball. And then, of course, like I told you before, the John Denise School of Tennis, I was the other John Denise there. My son, the school was him, and I was his assistant, switching from coaching basketball to coaching tennis. And truthfully, it was my wife and my children's support that allowed me to do that. I was blessed to make some money, but we never, I think we were able to keep the family healthy and give them what they needed. I'm sure they'll all tell you they didn't get everything they wanted, and I didn't get everything I wanted when I was younger for different reasons. And wasn't my wife says that I'm a cheapskate. I do remind her that I'm not. That I'm just. I think we have to earn things. And but when I look at my grandchildren, I'm so proud of them. And I thought of being at the funeral mass today when Gene was born to eternal life. One of the things that were about her grandchildren, and every time the little I saw her, my wife Bobby saw her a lot more than I did, but she was with her grandchildren, and our grandchildren are so special, and what makes them special is our children, and so I'm just proud of them. So this is why we're considering at 80, what do we do next? Truthfully, if we do the District 15 NJTO program for the 10 and under, one of the reasons it would not only be because loving to work with the 10 and under and thinking they are an important part of high school tennis later on, and I don't want to interfere with the current high school coaches there, but I always used them as part of the coaching staff and everything. So those are things that we have to consider right now. But I didn't think that I would be doing the broadcast tonight, but sitting around, it was a last-minute decision to go on because I'm still waiting. Can I handle, if I choose to end my coaching at 80, can I stay out of trouble and still be useful? So I figured, well, let's get on that instead of hanging around and doing nothing. And how about doing the broadcast anyway and answer questions? I have two things that bother me. Is one, you know, the was the is an excuse. And let me read a commentary, and then I'll get into it, because we have about 8 minutes more before I go off the air. I only scheduled a half an hour there. The commentary was, governmental organization challenges are many, the toughest being communication and mentoring. If you remember last week, I talked about the importance of communications and mentoring. I didn't go into, but I think that's the other thing, and that was, which I can't claim to be an expert at. Last week, I talked about how character building of sports teams starts with the coach. In my opinion, the same goes for the governing bodies of our sporting organizations. The direction the organization is normally going reflects its members' perceptions of its leaders. And if communications are open, the good opinions of others are heard. The benefits of listening to others doesn't always provide immediate answers. Skepticism of issues might prevent future problems. Before taking over the helm of a state high school tennis coaching organization, I knew that building a team willing to support organization mission statement would be challenging, and the key to success or failure would be communications. Yes, finances, openness, mentoring, and time were all essentials. I knew we had a good team, though, because the questions and suggestions were always challenging, and occasionally, when open debates started, minds were changed, providing insight into how everyone felt, which actually, in my belief, told us what issues needed to be addressed first. For the past 7 years, those of you reading my articles in Florida Tennis Magazine, following me on Block Talk Radio, or reading my Thursday commentaries, know I've talked in detail on all of the above challenges. And those of you listening to the last broadcast or reading my commentary, Character Building Starts with the Coach and Program, understand that leaders of our sporting organizations are responsible for the characters of those sporting organizations. I suspect those of you in management positions agree that all are equally challenging. But for me, time prevented us from building the proper mentoring system. Admittedly, when things are not going like I think they should, you have either heard my opinionated views, and because I am a generalist who likes to ask questions, you've also many times heard me ask why. Although on occasion my dissatisfaction with an occurrence would take me to my mother Jean's past advice and go to reading. Recently, I've been turning off the sporting events and turning to Aristotle to help me find what happened to the courage, charm, character, and decency of good and the beauty of the sport itself. How did we forget that sport impact our way of life? And what have we done with that shining example of sports transformation power, which is, and well, I should say was, America's example? Coaches like to talk about the success and should be recognized for them, but I and other coaches are also concerned if we produce the best product. Rather than talk about accomplishments of the FACA and the FHSTCA, we need to examine why the proper mentoring system was not in place prior to my transfer and management to another group. I had planned to discuss this with Coach Chuck Reese in our last broadcast when he was our mentor for my broadcast, but other issues were brought up besides my own failure, took us in another direction. I mistakenly didn't spend enough attention to Coach Chuck Greasy's three-tier sharing program. And thankfully, though, Coach Chuck Greasy promised to return to the broadcast before I end the 2020 podcast season in November. So he will be our final mentor the last Thursday of October. And the almighty willing, you won't have to repeat my era after we discuss his views on mentoring. It's your advantage. So that was my commentary. And like I said, a couple of things did not disturb me, but may ask questions. And we have about 3-4 minutes left, so let me go into it. Like I said earlier, I appreciate all the phone calls, the emails I receive. But I asked, why aren't you expressing your views on Facebook and, on the broadcast? And not that I don't like hearing from you. I do like hearing from you. But I think if you're happy or unhappy, you have to be able to express your views. And I think you could make an assumption that the USTA or the USTA Florida or a football organization or whatever your sport is, that they don't want to hear that. But I don't think you really need to assume that. You're making an assumption that might not be correct. But number two, if they don't want to hear it, then sports are going to deteriorate, because sports is not about how you market it, and it's about the game itself. The love of the game is what's going to draw more people to it. The other comment is that I heard much today, and I've heard it before. Well, at 80 years old, you can afford to make those statements. Those of you that know me know some people think I've been a pain in the butt for years. I spent 8 years on the USTA Florida Board of Directors, and some of the meetings people said went longer because of my keeping a discussion going. But I believe that things aren't necessarily just right and wrong. Things are, how do we sit there and grow? What do we change? And what shouldn't we change? And if we're looking at it for dollars, I think there's a mistake. Yes, sports brings in many dollars to this country. And not because of the dollars, because I never got into sports because of the dollars. And but the people that do things for dollars only are going to make a lot of bad decisions. And I think our sporting industries have made a lot of bad decisions now by sitting there and promoting certain views and shutting other views off. Whenever we shut anybody off, we are preventing us from learning. Oh, I think that's the worst thing we can do. You've heard me talk many times about making things easier. I think repetition has been a way of how we teach, how we learn. It's been a way of sports. Handing trophies to everybody doesn't make the game easier. It doesn't keep people in the game long. It's the competition, the winning, the losing, the values of the game. Trying to get legalized betting might be good when people are bored and can't get out because the country closed down now. But I don't think it's a long-term solution. That's my opinionated view again. I just figured I would share it with you tonight rather than do anything. I assure you, but the almighty willing, Bobby and I will be partying in November. And next week, we have Coach Dr. Alan Fox on, and
that's always special when Alan Fox is with us. So I look forward to talking with you next week. Have a blessed week. Bye now.